Hello, hello, and welcome to Focused with Angela Duncan, where we focus on growing deeper in our walks with the Lord by focusing on God's love, God's heart, and the truth of His Word. I'm your host, Angela Duncan. Thank you to all our listeners who tune in each week on Fishbowl Radio Network, the number one internet radio station. We have 4 million listeners tuning in globally each week, so thank you to all of our listeners. Woo! Last week, our top 10 countries tuning in were the United States, India, Finland, France, Philippines, Canada, Brazil, Russia, Spain, and Mexico. You can find me on Facebook under the group name Focused with Angela Duncan, or on podcast under Focused with Angela Duncan as well. Please go and subscribe. Our goal at Focused is to uplift, encourage, and inspire you by providing you, by providing you with Christ-centered content that is authentic, informative, and relevant. So, today, you know I normally have a guest in the studio for those who are watching live, for those who are listening online and through the radio app. I typically have a guest, but today we're going to do things a little different. I really wasn't even going to do a live show. I had thought about not even doing one today. But the Lord really placed upon my heart to come on and, you know, just share my heart, have some real talk. And I always endeavor to bring the truth of God's love and His word to the listening audience every week. And today is no different. I was on a friend's podcast this morning and it was amazing. It's called Courageous Living. And basically what they had me discussing was how to live courageously. And we talked about different times in my life that adversity and different things that you've gone through and how you ended up courageously and so or living courageously, excuse me. So, of course, I was like, I can't talk about living courageously or walking through adversity unless I always bring it back to the Lord, because that is the only way that I'm able to triumph, right? So that was what we discussed, and I went through my whole testimony, which I may share a little bit of that with you later. But as I begin to recount my testimony about God's faithfulness and His just goodness in my life, I just was so overwhelmed with gratitude and thankfulness about just having His presence in my life, and how as a believer, one of the things we discussed is that it doesn't mean we don't have adversity. It doesn't mean that we don't go through trials as believers, but the difference as a believer and a follower of Christ is we know that we are victorious because Jesus said, I have overcome the world. And if Jesus is dwelling within us, and it says the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells within us, then we have that same power to overcome. So our perspective is different. With that said, one of the things that the Lord reminded me of is the importance of spirit living and how important it is during this time in our world to stay in the spirit. I'm going to say a few things today, and hey, it is what it is. And I'm going to be as best as I can led by the Holy Spirit. And one of the things that He was reminding me is that we have a lot of believers who are no longer living in the spirit. They are living according to the world's way, the world's pattern. We are living according to CNN or the latest. Our prophets is NBC and MSNBC and CNN. Okay, no problem getting news. But if that's what your driver is, and if that's what your guide is, and if that's what the loudest voice you're listening to is, we got a problem, Houston. Okay. In a minute, I'm going to open the phones in a minute and I'll explain to you why. But one of the main things God wanted me to discuss was the importance of spirit living and how it is so important that we stay in the spirit and walk with the Holy Spirit during this time. Everything around us is pulling us from staying true to the Lord Jesus Christ. You turn on the TV, you read a newspaper, even your friends, your family, they're going in different directions. Are you going to stay the course? Are you going to take your stand and say, no, as for me and my house, you may do it like that, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So what He took me to was Galatians 3. Listen to this, okay? This is Paul. And he said, "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh?" Boom, mic drop. We can stop right there. I'm gonna keep reading. But that was the key part. I was just driving and he said, "Having begun in the Spirit, Angela, are you now trying to finish in the flesh?" Whew. Okay. "Have you," and then I'm going to keep reading, "have you experienced so much in vain, if it really was in vain? So again, I ask, does God give you his Spirit and work miracles among you by the work of the law or by your believing what you heard? So also Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. For all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse, as it's written, 'Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law.' Clearly, no one who relies on the law is justified before God, because the righteous will live by faith. The law is not based on faith. On the contrary, it says the person who does these things will have to live by them." Okay, you can go back and read. It's Galatians 3 all the way through. So the Lord was like, "Having begun in the Spirit, are you now trying to complete this in the flesh?" Y'all, I'm telling you, yes, lots of us are. And myself included, sometimes the things of life, the weariness, the beat down, just the everyday life things, jobs, family, if you're in ministry, people, just friends, all of those things can take a toll on you. Not to mention that you have an enemy that's constantly trying to knock at the door and wear you down and cause you to be weary. And it's almost like the Lord was saying, you know, there's a weariness amongst the saints, and there's like almost there's a dryness. That's the word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's a dryness. And people I have known for a fact at this time are falling away. I mean, the great falling away, I believe, has already happened. But there are people that are becoming so lukewarm, it's like we fell away. They're not standing in the Spirit. They're not standing for what they know is right. I haven't even been on Facebook a whole lot lately, because every time I get on, I read things that are so contrary to who God says he is. You cannot say that God is blessing things that in his word he's totally against. Or you cannot say that God is good in this area and then you don't follow him. It's just amazing to me. You know, the word says that if you love me, Jesus said, you obey my commandments. Now, am I saying we're perfect? Am I saying we don't struggle? Am I saying that there are times when we fall into sin? Absolutely. But there's a difference between a struggle with sin and a lifestyle of sin. There's a difference between a struggle in an area, and I know I need to lay this before the Lord, versus I'm just going to do it my way and then put Jesus on it and say I'm a believer. So that's one of the things that he wanted me to kind of discuss. And he was talking to me also about the woman at the well. And he was saying that a lot of times when we're spiritually dry, it's because we haven't been going back to the well. We haven't been re-upping, if you will, in our relationship with the Holy Spirit. Everything else is taking precedence. Me and my husband had a conversation the other night, and he said, you know, Angela, I've just been feeling like, ugh, you know, I don't know what it is, just spiritually, I've just not been feeling like all the way right. And I said, you know what it is? We get so busy, and it's even in doing things for God. You know, you don't ever want to get so busy and even doing things for God that you neglect your relationship with him first and foremost. At the end of the day, if this radio show goes away, if I don't lead at my church, if I'm not praying for people, whatever. At the end of the day, I want to hear, "Welcome in, thou good and faithful servant." I know you. I don't want to leave this earth and all my works be in vain because I'm agreeing with sin, or I'm doing things that are out of order, or I'm not just even spending that time in the Word to just know my Father. So I always say this, and I said that this morning. I said at the end of the day, because they were talking about, and it was so awesome, but they were laying out all my accolades that I'd wrote 2 books and I'd done this and I have a podcast. And I was like, you know, that's all great and glory to God. But at the end of the day, I just want to be remembered as a daughter. You know, if I can't be a daughter of God and be able to just go to Him when I'm weary, when I'm dry, and to know in my spirit, hey, I'm weary and I'm dry. Now I'm operating in the flesh and I can feel it. There is a sense of you that you should be able to walk in the spirit enough to know that when you're off and your spirit is out of order and you're feeling just a hot mess, you got to go back to the river, the water that won't ever run out. Now, let's go back to the woman in the well. She's there to draw her water. Several things are going on in this situation. She's a Samaritan woman. Okay, she's there to draw her water at the well and no one is around. I read somewhere that they said women were supposed to come at a certain time of the day and they always came together to draw their water. She came by herself because she was considered an outcast. Okay, because of all the divorces, all the 5 husbands she had, most of y'all know the story. So there were several things that were at play at that. First of all, Jesus talking to her. He saw past all that. He didn't care. He was saying, you are drawing this natural water. And this natural water is going to cause you to thirst again. How many of us are drawing from natural things? Facebook, social media, friends, family, whatever. We're getting the most source of our life from those things. And he's telling her, you're drawing this natural water and that's fine, but you're going to be thirsty again. But I offer to you living water that will never run dry. When he tells her this, and you can go read the story, most of you know it, she literally, now first of all, Jesus was gangster. He basically broke her down and told her, you got 5 husbands and the husband that's, you've had 5 husbands and the husband that's with you at home ain't even your husband. So he broke her down. He kind of told her some stuff, but she wasn't even offended. You know, we live in such a time of offense. Somebody tells you you're wrong or you're out of order or what you're agreeing with is out of order with the Word. Everybody mad. Instead of just being like, you know what, you're absolutely right. I need to get that area in my life correct. I need to come before the Father and repent and get that right. And so that was one of the things that stood out to me, was that she said, hey, you're right. And when she began to ask about the living water and he told her who he was, she recognized immediately who Jesus was. And she says she left her pot and she ran and told, she was an evangelist. She ran and told the whole community what had happened. What did he offer her? What did he say to her that was so transforming and that was so powerful that she was never the same? I say, and I know this, that same living water has been offered to us. That same living water is available to us each and every moment. But here's the difference a lot of time. My pastor said this last week, God is able, but are we willing? Are we willing to stop operating in the flesh, lay down things that are in the natural, and pick up the spiritual life-giving water? Think about that for a minute. So what I wanted to do, the Lord was also showing me that a lot of people, like I said, are just weary. They're tired. There's things going on all around us. And please don't let me neglect that. God loves you so much. He is a provider. He is a comforter. He is a counselor. He wipes away your tears. Some of the best times that I have had in my walk with the Lord is just when I've been able to just go to my Father, sit down, and just say, Lord, here it is. This is what's going on to me. Just like I'm talking to you now. Ain't nobody there. It's just me and him. And I'm just like, Lord, this is what I need. This is what I'm feeling. And if he is not such a gracious God, what is man that thou art mindful of us? If he is not a gracious God, if he will not meet you where you are at. But you have to be willing. That's all it takes. Remember in the New Testament when Jesus came to the people and he was telling them to enter into his rest. He said, take my yoke upon you my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We quote that a lot, but we really don't even understand the implication, because it was during the time of Christ time and how they talked, because of the farming and the agriculture that they did, the yoke of the oxen. The oxen would wear the yoke and it would wear them down, and they would have this long burden to pull. And the Pharisees, who were religious but didn't know Jesus was standing right in front of them, that the Messiah was standing right in front of them. They were religious, but they didn't have a relationship with God. They were adding more and more things to the law, more and more things that we had to do to show ourselves worthy of God. Well, I came to tell you today that there is nothing we can do to make ourselves worthy. Jesus did that for us. And that is such good news. That's why he said, you take my yoke upon you. You take my burden, because it's easy and it's light. Enter into my rest. And that's another thing. We're trying to do so much stuff in our own strength and call it God. We're trying to do so much things in our own flesh and say we're walking by the Spirit. You know how you'll know you're really walking in the Spirit and you're really relying on the Holy Spirit? You're walking in peace and you're walking in rest. If you are not at peace and you are not at rest, then there may be some strength exchange that you need to do. Remember, the Pharisees were always trying to get us to go back to the law. They were always trying to get us to go back to human effort. There is nothing we can do as far as our salvation is concerned, as far as eternal life is concerned, unless we accept the free gift of the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him. We repent. We say, hey, I know I'm a sinner. I know that I can't do this on my own. I take your free gift. Okay. Simple as that. But too many of us, we want to do that, but then at the same time, we still kind of want to live our lives the same way that we want to. Guilty. We want to do it our own way. And truly, to deny yourself, to take up your cross and to follow him, means just that. You have to deny yourself. You have to lay down all these things that you've been wanting to do and pick up his burden, his yoke. But he already told you it's easy and it's light. Will you trust him today to believe that? I'm going to open up the phones. I'm going to play a quick song and I'm going to open up the phones, because I feel like there are people that maybe you just need prayer. You're feeling weary. You're maybe burdened down by church. You're maybe burdened down by people. And you just need to know, and you need to feel the presence of the Lord again. It's never too late to return back to the Lord. It's never too late. Think about the prodigal son. He went all off and squandered everything. And Jesus, and the example was, the father accepted him back with open, loving arms. If you have life in your breath and you are still breathing, you're not too far gone. You can always return back to the master. And I just feel like, you know, there is a time where the enemy is working overtime to get people out of fellowship. There's a lot of people leaving churches over minor things, offenses, different things. There's church hurt. There's people that are no longer really walking with the Lord. I mean, I'm not saying something that I don't know. These are things that I've talked to people about. And so that weariness and that darkness that is going on around us, if you are not careful and you don't stay at the foot of the master, it will get in you. It can easily get in you. You can fall off. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Remember, we talked about the profane fire and Aaron and how he was a high priest and he ended up worshiping the golden calf, and how people nowadays are doing all these things that are not, and calling it God. They're doing crystals and they're doing Reiki and they're doing sage burning and saying that it is God. And so we have to be so sensitive in this time. I am talking to myself, people. Focus, family. I'm talking to myself. We have to be so sensitive during this time. Having begun in the spirit, are we trying to be made perfect in the flesh? I pray that we stay in spirit living, because that's the only way we're going to make it. That is literally the only way we're going to make it, because everything around us is darker. Everything around us is going in a total different direction. When you can open up your phone and read some of the things that are going on in our world, things that are being accepted, laws that are being passed, there has to be lukewarmness. There has to be something there that's saying, hey, these people are saying that this stuff is okay. How is this happening? How are our children going to be in 10 years from now if we don't stand and stay in the spirit? The number for you to call is 214-717-4444. 4678. I'm going to open the lines after this show. I mean, after the show, hey, after this song. And if anyone just wants to call in, maybe you just want prayer. Maybe you're just feeling dry. Maybe there's just something you want to talk about. Maybe there's just something that's on your heart that I've said. Feel free to call in and I'll put you through the air. It's 214, once again, 717-4678. If you are live and you're looking on Facebook, the number's right there on the screen. I'm going to play a quick song. Feel free to call and let's talk this out. Hallelujah.
Days may be darkest, but your light is greater. You light our way, God, you light our way. When evil is rising, you're rising higher, with power to save, with power to save. You keep hope alive. Keep hope alive from the beginning to end. Your word never fails. You keep hope alive because you are alive. Jesus, you are alive. Death had a strong hold, but your life was strong.
Hello and welcome to Focus with Angela Duncan. Who do I have on the line?
You got your sister.
Well, thank you for calling in.
How are you?
I'm good. God is good.
Oh, you know, yes, praise him.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Have you been sensing that too?
Yes, I have. And wow, what a great show. And like you said, we have to stay connected. We have to stay connected to the spirit and not walk in the flesh because, you know, like you said, we're being taught this flesh will profit you nothing.
Come on.
And everything that you do in the flesh is going to die. But if we do things in the spirit, it's going to bring life. And only the flesh is going to bring death. And so what you're talking on tonight is so on point and it's so needed for today because you have to walk. You have to walk. And sometimes, you know, in a day-to-day life, you know, as you're walking through life, you know, sometimes you get caught up in doing things and doing good things. Yeah. And, you know, just because we're doing good things doesn't mean necessarily it's a God thing. Mm-hmm. And so we have to just step back. And sometimes it's just you may have to be still for a minute.
Mm.
You know, and not do a lot of do a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
but just to make sure that what you're doing is in Him, and it's, you know, that it's what He's calling you to do. And so, when you do that, I think sometimes that's where the yoke becomes easy because we're doing a lot of things that God is not calling us to do, and it's in the flesh. And then you get weary. You're like, okay, why am I weary? But if we're walking in the Spirit and we're walking and we're doing the things that He told us to do, He said He'll give us the strength. And Him, there's strength. And so if we're not doing what He's called us to do, then there has to be, we have to go back and check it and say, okay, am I doing this in my own strength or am I doing this in the Lord? And so thank you tonight for this. It's very, very good that you brought this on the air because I think a lot of us are, you know, have been or are walking in that. A lot of times, you know, you think just because you're doing something good, you know, and you're not understanding why am I weary? Why am I tired? Well, maybe it's because what we're doing is not what God called us to do.
Mm.
And so you might have to just step back and just take a look and say, okay, God, is this what you're calling me to? Because you said your yoke is easy and your burden is light. So if I'm being burdened by this and I'm not feeling your refreshing and feeling your spirit, you know, to help me walk through this, then maybe, as you said, like the Galatians said, we're doing it in the spirit. I'm doing it in the flesh and not in the spirit.
Something else, when you just said that, the Lord reminded me, there's a scripture, and it talks about in Timothy, 1 Timothy 5:22, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure.
Hmm.
Some of the weariness and some of the things that we're dealing with is because we're being partakers of other men's sins. We're amening and clapping on things that God is saying are not of Him. Keeping ourselves pure. You know, we don't like to hear that a lot. We're in the world, yes, but He tells us not to be partakers. You know, what fellowship does light have with darkness? It tells us to come out from amongst them and to be ye separate. It tells us we are set apart. And I know I say this a lot, but God is really always has me say that. And I don't know why to this audience, but it's always like reminder, reminder, we're set apart. We're different. And people will try and use that to say, you know, you're trying to be a separatist or whatever. You know, we're in the world. I'm not saying go and be, you know, acting crazy. You know, as a believer, how to conduct yourself. But what I'm saying is righteousness exalts a nation. Righteousness is the fruit of who we are. And when we are partakers in other men's sins, I mean, that's serious.
Yeah.
That's serious, you know, and sometimes the weariness and sometimes the things that we're dealing with are because we are not purifying ourselves. We're not causing ourselves to be set apart. We're entering in the enemy's camp, tiptoeing in and then coming out and trying to be saved on Sunday. You know, it's a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's who we have to be. And when I'm saying this, I'm talking to myself as well. Also, something you said, the Lord reminded me nothing's new under the sun. So nothing that we're going through, all the things that we're facing with the laws, you know, they're now saying that you can't, you have to rely to some people as they, if they want to be relied to as they're not gender anymore. They're not man and woman. They're they. I mean, all of these things that are going on, trying to take different things and put different, somebody was telling me in public school, they're trying to teach on different types of sexual things for certain at young ages and things that we're just like, oh my my gosh, about this kind of stuff has been going on forever. But the difference is there were times, and even now, there's a remnant. The people of God stood. I think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and how they told them they better bow. They better bow to this false god, or they was going to throw them in this furnace. That's the same thing with us. What is the enemy telling you need to bow to? What are the idols in your life that he's telling you bow? And you can either choose to do it the world's way, or you might suffer persecution. You might suffer loss of friends, but you have to stand for righteousness' sake. And so that was one of the things. You know, Jesus met them in the Father. In the fire.
Right.
You know, after refusing to bow. Go ahead.
And I think sometimes, you know, we think that it has to be a whole bunch. You know, it was three. Like you said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that was three that said they wouldn't bow. If it just takes one that says, I'm not going to bow. You know, Jesus, God came back. He said, okay, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to look for somebody righteous. And he couldn't find anybody righteous, so he had to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, and it's just like, he's looking for that remnant, you know, that would say, you know what, we're not going to bow, and begin to pray, and begin to, it's the prayers of the righteous that avail as much, and I do believe that our prayers can change some of these things around, and sometimes I think we sit back and we say, well, somebody else will do it, or, you know, or I can't, it's just me, or whatever else. No, we have to start praying, and then it shows like this. You know, that I thank God that he gave you this platform that you can open and you can reveal to people and you can say, show people, look, y'all, there's people out here who have, you know, who have faith, who do believe, who are trusting. And y'all, we got to walk in faith. We got to walk in holiness. We got to walk in righteousness. And I don't know why the Holy Spirit just laid this on my heart. And I've been saved pretty much all my life.
Yeah.
But it's not until I've gotten older that I'm starting to understand what it means to live a righteous life and to start walking in holiness. And that it's not called for the fivefold. It's not for the preacher, the pastor, the evangelist. It's all of us. We all have to walk in righteousness. And he's calling us to come out, like you said, from amongst them and walk in righteousness and holiness. And say, we're not going to bow. We're not going to bow our knee to the things of this world or whatever else, because that's not what we believe in. We believe in the principles. We believe in what God's word says. And that is a hard pill to swallow, especially when you live in a world that, you know, it seems, the world seems so much more louder than what Christ is. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
But it's like, we have to be the ones to say, you know what? Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
Whose voice are you going to listen to?
And stand for righteousness.
Thank you. Because that was another point that the Lord wanted me to make, is that there are so many voices. Everybody got a platform. Everybody got a book. Everybody got a show. You can start a podcast from your kitchen. I mean, let's just keep it real.
Right.
Anyone
being a boss, being a this, being a that.
I mean, it's
be set apart. Be set. You know, it's just like, I'm like you. It's like everybody can do and say whatever else, but it's like all of this stuff, and it's not. There's no substance to it. There's no base to it. There's no foundation, and it's flesh, and it's gonna burn up.
Yeah.
And it's not going to profit. It's not going to profit anything. And if it can't set free, if it can't deliver, you know, and that's what the word does. The word, it will set free and it will deliver and it will change you if you allow it to. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut in while you
No, it's okay. That will, just back to what I was saying, and you're absolutely right. The Lord was saying there's so many voices. See, we're in the age of social media where anybody can get on a platform and say anything. Anybody can get on a platform and say, this is God, walk this way. Anyone can get on a platform and say, follow me, I'm following Christ, and totally, we not even check their doctrine. We don't even check to see if they're really sound in what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? And so it's a danger right now, because everybody's voice is coming at you. And that's what I mean by the wearing down of the saints. The enemy is, he's subtle, but he constantly, you know, he's using all these things. And so there's social media, there's Facebook, there's friends. You're calling on the phone and somebody says this and you're like, wait a minute, is that really scripture? Is this what I believe? You know, and if you listen to something over and over, faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. If you're hearing falseness over and over, if you're reading comments on Facebook constantly that are contrary to the word of God, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Before you know it, it's in you. You know, and so he was saying, what voice are you listening to? Whose voice is the loudest to you in this time? Is it your Facebook people? Is it your friends? Or is it the voice of the Holy Spirit? And we know that we have to tune in to the voice of the Holy Spirit, because he said it's like a still small voice. And so you have to shut down the noise. You have to shut down all the things around you to really hear his voice. And so, you know, it's just an imperative time. I don't know. It's an imperative time that we hear what the Lord is saying. Hey, I'm going to let you go. Someone else is calling in. Let me pick this up. Thank you for calling.
Okay. All right. You're welcome.
Thanks. Be blessed. See you soon.
Mm-hmm.
Focus with Angela Duncan. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, Miss Angela Duncan. This is Mar Taylor. How are you, love?
I am good. Thanks for calling in.
Of course. I have really been enjoying the show, Angie. I tell you,
amen.
God is an on-time God.
Amen.
He is an on-time God. And it's not by accident that I clicked on here tonight. And you have blessed me. And one of the things that, I mean, I have been just going back to is you talking about the whale.
Yes.
And I will say this. We better check ourselves before we wreck ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I have been in a situation where on my job there is a lot of structural changes, and I have been given into the flesh. You know, you know what, this person telling me, Sister Taylor, Ma, we got you, you know, nothing's going to happen, you're going to be set, and you're going to have a job. And the Holy Spirit said, wait a minute, who you believe in?
Uh-oh.
You believe in them, or you believe in me?
Yeah. Yeah.
You believe in them, or you believe in me? And I believe that, you know, you and the other young lady that, I mean, just really blessed me, is that we have to get back to, we got to get back to praying and knowing what is right.
Yeah.
And I have been guilty of being caught up, because I'll just be real.
Come
keeping
on.
It 100. The flesh got in me.
Yes.
Like, oh my God.
Yes.
Oh, this person is a dean, or
yes,
this person is this, and oh, she won't look out for me. Ain't nobody look out for me. I still don't know if I'm going to have a job or not. But the Bible says, come unto me, all ye that are
heavy laden and
burdened, laden,
and I will give you rest.
I will give you rest, not the dean, not the provost, not the chancellor.
Come on.
I will give you rest.
Come on.
Lay your burdens down, little girl. You know me. You know me.
Yes.
You know me. You don't know them. You don't know what their preconceived notions are. You don't know what they're saying about you. You don't know what they're saying. So you got to put all your faith and all your trust. And I'll be honest, Angie, my well was dry.
I know.
It's dry.
I'm telling you.
Because when you get in a desperate situation,
yes,
Angie, you do anything.
Yes. You own it. That's why the Lord was like, my saints are dry. Because we done started in the spirit, and we trying to finish this race in the flesh. We can't do it.
Listen.
Come
we
got
to make up our mind in these last and evil days.
That's
who you going to serve?
Come on. Come on.
Who you going to serve? Who you going to serve?
So good.
You know, and so I just appreciate the word. You know, you always encourage me, honey, whether it's at the hospital or wherever, honey. You always got a word. And I just don't believe that I was in here by accident, you know, being led.
I don't either, because when I saw you pop in, I was like, wow, she never really gets to, you know, she's busy. She never gets to check in.
I
saw you in here.
I am.
And I know that wasn't by accident, because it's not just you. He placed it on my heart because it was me. It was me and my husband were discussing it. Several people have been saying that. So it's not just you. So, you know, therefore, you know, we know there's no condemnation, but we just get back on the path. And that's what's so good about the body of Christ, is because we uphold each other. We remind each other. We strengthen each other. We encourage each other. And so I was even not going to even come tonight. And the Lord was like, no, you need to go, because somebody needs to.
I'm glad you did.
And
I
guess you
said, it was for me.
Yes,
it was for me. And we got to get out of this whole realm of making excuses. Like, I don't lock one child out of my room. The other one is in here. She's semi-quiet. But he said, you know what, I'm serious. Because I was like, because he loud, and, you know, no. But he said, you know what, you got to stop it making excuses.
Yeah.
You
got
to get him out. Even if you don't, just talk to me.
Yes.
You may not even have time to pick up the word, but while you over here folding this laundry basket
full
of clothes, talk to me.
So good.
Stop making excuses. Stop getting in the bed and then you praying. No, ma'am. Get down on your knees and pray.
Yes.
Don't pray to me in the bed. Don't give me your halfway. No, ma'am.
Yeah.
No, ma'am. Don't do me like that. So I have to set apart time, Angie, and listen. And listen. Sometimes we just want to run our mouth. Listen.
Yes,
just listen.
The still, quiet voice. And I know as you were talking, I heard the Lord just clearly say, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging. You know, no matter what happens, the righteous is never forsaken and his seed will never beg. So I don't care what they decide on your job. The Lord will keep a job open just for his child.
Yes, he will.
The Lord
will
keep a whole business from shutting down just for his child. And so just be encouraged that, you know, we walk by faith and not by sight. And so no matter what it looks like at the end, we will always victorious.
Absolutely. And thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you for calling
for taking
in.
My call.
Yes.
And kiss those babies for me.
I will. I'm going to pray at the end. So stay on because I'm going to pray at the end and I want to definitely keep you
I
in
sure
prayer.
Will.
All right. Thanks for calling in, sis.
Good. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye, sis. Bye-bye.
Someone else. All right. Someone else was just trying to call. Focus with Angela Duncan. This is Angela. Who am I speaking with? We got about 3 minutes.
Oh.
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, I can barely hear you. It's going in and out.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Okay, now I can. Hey.
Hey.
Hi, babe. Was that you?
How much time we got?
Like three. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, people got on. Talking, and I'm like, man, it was good. Add your minutes in. We got it, babe.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Just real quick. There was a story I was just going over this morning about Matt Redman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the writer.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a song, By Heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back to the heart of worship. It's all about you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And in that, the song, the way that song came about is, you know, he was so used to making, writing songs with a whole bunch of instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And God had him actually just write that song. He stripped all the music and just had him start, write that song with a guitar.
So
just a guitar in his voice. And the church just began to sing the song. And before you knew it, it just exploded. It just went around the whole world. And he said, you know, God had to strip me from all of the other instruments and just get back to just the intimate heart relationship one-on-one time with God.
Ooh,
and worship.
So good.
And he stripped him of all of the instruments and just a single guitar so he could just have that true worship experience with the Lord.
Yes.
And I feel like that's where we are today. You know, God is seeking worshipers, those who worship him in spirit and truth.
Yes.
But we gotta detach ourselves from the noise and all of the voices and just get back to that place where God is just that vertical communication.
Oh my God.
With me and you. What are you saying? What is the truth? What do I need to hear today? Because when I'm in that place, I'm able to qualify for that, you know, where it talks about and we can study to show ourselves for proof in God. I wouldn't may not be ashamed right now to the word truth. Be able to divide the truth from the lie.
Ooh.
You know, because, you know, we're in a place where we can really hear the Lord. You know,
yeah.
There's so much deception and stuff out here. So I just want to say that real quick. I know you gotta go.
No, that is
but I thought that was good.
Yeah, babe, that's awesome. Yeah. I feel like that's where it's going on. He's stripping us down to just getting back to him in his face. All that other stuff, all the noises, I just keep going back to social media because I feel like so many people let Facebook be their prophets, let Facebook be the loudest voice in their ear, let Instagram, you know, you're looking at all that and you're building your life and you're making decisions based on things that you're seeing online. But what is the Holy Spirit saying? What is the Lord telling you to do? How are we moving and seeking and doing things in him? And so that is so good. Thanks, babe, for calling in. I'm going to end with prayer.
Yeah, just
go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, just real quick, just going back and just taking the water that God offers. I mean, I think we're just looking for water in a lot of other places, but He's the only one that can offer the water that you will never thirst, you know, again.
Never.
And we're looking for other places, and that's the problem.
That's the problem.
You get to a place where, well, why do we feel like this, you know, because we're seeking water in other places.
Man.
You know, so.
Looking for water everywhere else but from the one that is the pure water, the life giver, the water, the well that'll never run dry. And that's it right there. He will never run dry. You can pull up to the well at any moment, at a stoplight, at your desk. If you need to go in the bathroom at your job and pull up to the well, he will meet you there. Well, I was going to pray, but that's my time. Hallelujah. Thanks, babe. That was a good ending. Thank you so much for calling in.
Amen.
I hope you've enjoyed today. This was all definitely the Holy Ghost. I love you, babe. I'm going to hang up. This was all definitely the Holy Ghost. I really was planning, like I said, to go a total different way, but the Lord told me to go this way, and I'm glad I did, because if it's just for one person, you know, to just get back out of us and get back into, let's jump in the river because it's here. Let's jump in the river. I love you guys. I thank you for tuning in. Oh, by the way, a testimony. I got show of the month here at Fishbowl Radio Network. Thank you, guys. It goes based on listenership. It goes based on, you know, just showing up, all of those things. So thank you to you guys. And I'll put a post on for those of you that aren't listening tonight. But yes, I received show of the month at Fishbowl Radio Network. But anyways, we will see you next time, next week. Same time, same place, 7 o'clock. Tuesday, Focused with Angela Duncan. See you soon.